I digress. We have one more story for tonight. The founders, the CEOs, if you will, the Nerdalogs, are going to speak for a moment. Chris Geiger and Kevin Reeder.
Yeah, let's have a seat, man.
So this is all fellowship, yada yada.
yeah, man, yeah. Right.
This is why we
Whatever.
Do this. This is why we do this. It's like Stadler and Waldorf right now. When Steve joined the Nerdalogs, he made a really bold proclamation. Steve Persh, the guy who spoke earlier at the very beginning of this, made a very bold proclamation. I'm not here for friends. I'm here to do work.
I respect him a lot for that.
And since he joined, he wrote some of our more classic sketches, Willpower. Specifically of note is a sketch that sticks in my brain all the time. Directed a few shows, made not one, but two websites, built a system for us to upload all of our stupid shit on the internet, as well as pull all of your stories into easily downloadable clips for your consumption and sharing with, I don't know, your parents or something. right, something you would do.
Yeah.
So work he did. But I take umbrage with the not here to make friends statement. Case in point, allow me to tell you something about Steve Persh, the friend. You see, a secret game of mine has always been to make Steve laugh. It's easy to make you idiots laugh. And while I've accomplished a task of making Steve laugh a couple of times, nothing, and I have umbrage with this, nothing has done it better than a sketch that our friend Joe Gennaro wrote for an old show we call, the sketch was called Dodo Dum Dum. Now,
I fucking hate this sketch.
Yeah. This sketch has its fans, Steve, and its foes, us. I think you can see the dividing line here. So as a send-up to Steve, and he's not really leaving, which is why we're not doing like a big like to-do sort of thing, but it's still appropriate to take a nod as you just move a couple hours north. As a send-up to Steve, its most ardent fan, Kevin and I are going to do a two-man reading of a six-person sketch. That neither of us...
Wait. Mad Joe looks.
Are you mad that we're doing a two man reading of it, or that we lampooned it?
Yes.
No,
I really don't hate it that much. It was just for dramatic effect, Joe.
Yeah. Cool. Now, you're not truly going, Steve, but remember, you got some friends who are willing to do anything for you. So, Dodo Dum Dum.
I'm trying to remember all the characters.
Yeah. So there's five part, or there's six actors were involved in this, and I was not one of them. So lights up on five dodos standing in a semicircle.
I know it sucks, but we have to accept it. We are the last five dodos on Earth.
Why did everyone else die?
Because those stupid dodos wouldn't adapt like the other species.
Well, that means that none of us have adapted either yet, dummy.
Oh. But it's too late. We can come up with new ways to help us survive.
That's why we're here. We're supposed to see what we've come up with so far and see if we can brainstorm anything else.
And again, brainstorm?
Well, that's where you keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking until your words storm out the other person's brain. Yeah, and it works better when you stand in a semicircle. Semicircle, 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 semicircle,
semicircle. Semicircle.
Now, who wants to go first?
Oh, pick me. I see some animals run around really fast, so I thought, how can we speed up? So I took the claws out of my feet.
Great idea.
Yeah, but don't we need those to pick up food and rocks and to stay on branches? Whatever, man. YOLO.
What's a YOLO?
I literally have no idea.
Whatever a YOLO is or isn't, we need more ideas to stay alive. Okay. So, I see some animals that don't get eaten at all, and they have bright colors. So, I thought, why not make ourselves brighter? And he holds up a bright pattern. Oh, that's a great idea. That way they know we're poisonous.
I didn't know we were poisonous.
Duh. Otherwise, that would just draw a predator's attention, and I wouldn't have any other defenses, so that would be pretty dumb. Enter animal. The animal runs across the stage, grabs at Dodo, and carries him off stage.
Okay, so now we're the last four dodos on Earth. Hey, that's more than we had before. How did we get so many more dodos?
I literally have no idea. The important thing right now is that you, the one lady dodo, survive. You are our last chance to procreate.
So I can measure angles and I'm shaped like a semicircle? Semicircle, 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 semicircle,
semicircle. No, dummy, that's a protractor. And we need you because none of us can have a baby.
Yeah, we need you so we can put our... into your...
Actually, us dodos do not have external genitalia. Us guys have a hole that we put it into the girl's hole. And we just kind of rub them on each other.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's all put rocks in our holes. And we all run around putting rocks in our holes. Why are we doing this again? I literally have no idea. YOLO! Blackout. Thank you, Steve. Thank
you. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Physicality was key in that scene. Right.
Yeah. I really like that sketch. And speaking of physicality, when the female dodo, played by me, said, uh-oh, it was because I had been squatting and holding a bunch of rocks between my thighs for the entire sketch and dropped them out at that point, indicating I protected my dodo vagina with rocks. I wore a dress the whole show for that bitch. Yay.